The Thorns in the Gate. Ah, Master Collins overtook our knot of folk a-standing still last Sunday up on Ivy Hill to see how strong the corn did look. And he stayed back a while and spoke a few kind words to all the folk, were good or joke, and with a smile began a-playing with a choil. The Zull, with iron-side awry, had long averred up the field. The heavy roller had a-wheeled it smooth for showers from the sky. The bird boy's cry, a-rising shill and clacker, had a-left the hill all bright but still for time alone to speed the work that we'd a-done. Down drew the wind a-blowing keen did glare the nearly cloudless sky, and carn in blade up ankle high, then the gate did quiver green. And in the gate a-locked, there stood a prickly row of thornin' wood, for folk, for food, had done their best, and left to spring to do the rest. "The gate," he cried, "a-sealed with thorn from harmful weeds, a-left to hold the blade a-springin' from the mould, while God to ripen it to corn. And so, in life, let us fulfil whatever is our Maker's will, and then bide still with peaceful breast, while He do manage all the rest."